An advanced team of U.S. Special Forces has arrived in the Philippines to take part in an operation called Balikatan, or Shoulder to Shoulder. The Pentagon will be deploying more than 650 troops to help the Philippine military combat a Muslim insurgency called Abu Sayyaf. The Islamic separatist group has been linked to al-Qaeda. The rebels are active in the southern part of the country, a region heavily populated by Muslims. Abu Sayyaf is holding hostages, including two American missionaries from Wichita, Kansas. According to the Philippine ambassador to the United States, Albert Del Rosario, the U.S. role will be limited to advice and technical support, and Del Rosario says Philippine troops are already making progress against the rebels.
The situation as it stands with the Abu Sayyaf is we think the problem is contained. They continue to be active in one or two of 7,000 islands, but their numbers in terms of their core group, we believe, has been reduced within the last few months from over 1,200 to less than 100. And so we are grateful and we are welcoming the United States, who are there on the basis of our invitation to be able to cover that last mile effort. And their presence is for assistance purposes. They are there to train, to assist, and to advise. They may join the armed forces of the Philippines to observe and advise. And if attacked, they may defend themselves and take appropriate action.
So they will be on patrol, and if they were fired upon, it's entirely possible or likely that U.S. forces would become engaged in some kind of combat there in Mindanao.
For self-defense reasons, yes.
And wouldn't that be, though, a slippery slope? Wouldn't that likely evolve into something more active than just self-defense?
Well, I think the manner in which the rules of engagement have been crafted is that the armed forces of the Philippines will do everything to mitigate the risk to the U.S. troops.
What evidence do you have that Abu Sayyaf has direct links to al-Qaeda or any funding that may be coming from al-Qaeda?
I think there is, Melissa, historical documented evidence that goes back to 1990 in the person of Jean Jalani, who essentially was the founder of the Abu Sayyaf group. He was supposed to have come from Afghanistan, where he trained and fought with bin Laden when he organized this group. And then subsequently, there was also evidence in terms of the brother-in-law of bin Laden himself, a chap named Khalifa, who had set up one or two foundations purportedly to fund the Abu Sayyaf. Now, the government had been able to shut down those foundations in 1995, and it appears that beyond 1995, the evidence becomes rather circumstantial.
So if that link to al-Qaeda is as circumstantial as you describe it, you might wonder what the United States military troops are doing there. If this is a local insurgency with no international ramifications, why are U.S. troops there?
Well, the presence of U.S. troops there are clearly under the framework of our mutual defense treaty.
If this operation succeeds, let's say the hostages are freed, the remaining Abu Sayyaf forces in the south are eliminated, don't you still have a problem with root causes that bred this insurgency in the first place?
I think that's a very good point, and we are cognizant of the fact that the fight against terrorism must be in parallel with the fight against poverty. That poverty, in fact, eases the recruitment process and makes people more vulnerable to extremism. The president has a program which is primary for the country, which is to reduce poverty. At this juncture, we also would like to add that the United States is not only providing assistance in terms of military for this problem in Mindanao, we are also receiving aid for the Mindanao process, for the rehabilitation of the Muslim communities, as well as for the rehabilitation of ex-combatants.
Ambassador Del Rosario, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Yes, thank you, Melissa.
Ambassador Albert Del Rosario is the Philippines ambassador to the United States.